by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of April, 2007. It's the birthday of Bessie Smith, one of the great blues singers of all time, born in Chattanooga, 1894, started singing in the street for spare change, helped support her family when she was just a little kid. And when she was 12, she joined a traveling show as a dancer. One of the others in that traveling show was a singer known as Ma Rainey, who became a kind of mother figure to Bessie Smith. It was around the early 20s that recording companies began to be willing to record black singers, and a woman named Mamie Smith sold 100,000 copies of the first vocal blues recording, Crazy Blues, in 1920. Bessie Smith made her first recordings in 1923. Her song Downhearted Blues sold 700,000 copies in 6 months, helped to save Columbia Records from bankruptcy. At the height of her career, she was the most popular blues singer in the world. Recorded some of her best songs with the young Louis Armstrong, including Reckless Blues and St. Louis Blues. Because of segregation, difficulty of finding decent hotels in the South, when she went on the road, Bessie Smith traveled in her own private railroad car, 78 feet long, 2 stories high. Traveled with her band. She often cooked for them herself. They'd stop in small towns, set up a tent, and do a show. In 1929, W.C. Handy got her to star in a movie, a 17-minute movie about a singer, and the film included her performance of a single song, which is now the only existing film footage of a Bessie Smith performance. It's the birthday of the novelist Henry James, New York City, 1843, who in his lifetime wrote almost 10 million words of fiction and nonfiction, including Daisy Miller, Washington Square, The Portrait of a Lady. Big, challenging novels with a lot of long, complex sentences. Henry James, who once said, "I hate American simplicity. I glory in the piling up of complications of every sort." For a long time, Henry James was not widely read in this country. He seemed rather European and old-fashioned. But thanks to the novels that were made into movies in the 90s, his popularity has gone up recently. It was on this day in 1775 Samuel Johnson's Dictionary of the English Language was first published, which he wrote single-handedly in just 9 years. It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born in the Republic of Florence in 1452. He lived for 67 years. Only 17 of his paintings are known to exist. Only a few of those were finished to his satisfaction, including The Last Supper and Mona Lisa, which he kept with him for most of his life, working on it now and again and then taking breaks, whose notebooks overflowed with ideas about architecture and technology, parachutes and an assault battleship, a construction crane, a trench-digging machine, a revolving bridge, a deep-sea diving suit. And it's the birthday of Kaya Michelle Cruz, born in Waco, Texas, 1951, who writes the Hints from Heloise column in the newspapers. The woman who tells us that hair conditioner can be used for shaving cream, that you can put dirty dishes in the freezer so as not to attract flies, that boric acid powder and sugar makes a good roach repellent, and you can use an iron to remove candle wax from a carpet. Here's a poem for today by Hal Surovitz, a poem titled Choice of Diseases. "Now that I'm sick and have all this time to contemplate the meaning of the universe," Father said, "I understand why I never did it before. Nothing looks good from a prone position. You have to walk around to appreciate things. Once I get better, I don't intend to get sick for a while. But if I do, I hope I get one of those diseases you can walk around with." Choice of Diseases, Hal Surovitz, from his collection Father Said, published by Soft Skull Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, sponsor of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at americanlifeandpoetry.org. Produced by Robert McGinley Myers. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.